Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we begin a new series that will focus on our identity in Christ. We begin with the topic of identity theft. Our scripture comes out of Galatians 3:26, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Security breaches of major retailers, banks, and credit card companies have made many of us extremely nervous concerning identity theft. It has become a lucrative business as personal information is illegally accessed and sold to the highest bidder, whose intent is to defraud and swindle. It is an event we pray never happens to us. Similarly, theft of our spiritual identity can be a costly event. The spiritual thief in this case is Satan. Our true identity was established in the Garden of Eden. There, man was created in the image of God and shared unbroken fellowship with the Father. He was given authority over all creation and total access to limitless resources. That was God's identity for man, beloved creature and ruler, until his identity was stolen through deceit and deception. Satan took man's glorious identity given by God the Creator and robbed him of his good name, leaving him spiritually bankrupt. Why is spiritual identity important? First, our spiritual identity in Christ Jesus connects us to our resources of life, God the Father. In Christ Jesus, we are reconciled to God. Now we are children of God, and we are his sons and daughters now. Understanding our spiritual identity, we can access those rights and privileges that are rightfully our birthright. Our identity, which was lost in the garden, was restored at the cross. Secondarily, our spiritual identity in Christ Jesus replaces the distorted view we have of ourselves communicated by Satan and the world and through unhealthy attachments and relationships. It is here that we develop false identities of who we are. These false identities leave us brokenhearted and emotionally damaged. God's truth, our identity in Christ Jesus, is needed to replace the lie we believe. God, in his mercy and love, sent Jesus to retrieve and strengthen our true identity that was stolen in the garden. In Christ Jesus, we have been given a new name and new blessings to be enjoyed now through eternity. Our true identity is now safe and secure, thief resistant, because of that which Christ accomplished on the cross. In his book, Victory Over Darkness, Neil T. Anderson writes this about our identity in Christ. Understanding your identity in Christ is absolutely essential to your success at living the Christian life. No person can consistently behave in a way that's inconsistent with the way he perceives himself. If you think you're a no good bum, you'll probably live like a no good bum. But if you see yourself as a child of God who is spiritually alive in Christ, you'll begin to live in victory and freedom as he lived. Next to knowledge of who God is, a knowledge of who you are is by far the most important truth you can possess. That's it for today. Please share this podcast with your friends and loved ones, and we'll spend more time talking about spiritual identity. Thank you, and have a blessed week. Bye-bye.